what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming. Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
Sports fans, it's Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and that could only mean one thing. Graham Traynor and Massey Zeman caressing your eardrums for the next hour. I'm sticking with it, dude. Caressing. So Graham Traynor's over here to my left. I got a room full of people. I can't talk to you now, Graham. I got some people that are depending on me.
No, we just have something to talk about. You know, we talked about it off the air, but word on the streets is you didn't like the show last week. You turned it off.
I did turn it off.
Yeah, I know those. It's not my fault on the Moose hockey ambassador now. Those guys left with rosy cheeks and high blood alcohol levels, and that's all I care about.
No,
they were happy.
Okay. I didn't like. I could tell y'all were having fun. I just didn't feel like I was a part of it. I was listening and being like, "Who? They're clearly having fun, but there's
you're
not
watching
enough,
you're watching your twin brother ruin his life by getting married." So you know.
Yeah, what a mistake.
That's what
that
I,
whole marriage.
You were in a bad
thing.
Mood. You were in a bad mood.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, fair enough,
dude.
We're good.
That wedding, farm weddings, are the best because they're like, "Hey, we got to take you to a farm. You're here now. We were there early a couple hours for pictures, and they start feeding you Miller Lite at like 11 o'clock in the morning. By 8 o'clock, the dance floor is wide open. So many moves were thrown out there.
Ooh, what was the sprinkler? You still doing that?
No.
Shopping cart.
How did you know about the sprinkler?
Lawnmower.
Lawnmower was a hit.
It was. Yeah, it's a classic.
Still is. Let me introduce the room here. We have this SEC football panel here. I would call it our college football playoff panel.
But the SEC's down this year, so
look at the top four right now.
Well, that's what all the channels say.
Well, you got me all.
Excuse me.
Richard Pruitt over here to my right, Stelling, anchor in the middle, and a newcomer, Wright Cox. And you might know here that you might recognize the name as our reoccurring guest, Morgan Cox, older brother. He's older, right?
He's the older brother.
Oh, that stinks. So it's not like I'm still the older brother kind of guy.
He's the older brother and the athlete.
Yeah, that's double down.
See, I don't know. It's a pretty tight-fitting little base layer, though. Looks pretty good. Maybe an athlete over here.
Physique, I'd say. Yeah,
yeah, that's good. Absolutely.
I'm glad that you noticed.
They're both very cocksure.
There it is.
There
it didn't take long to get to a sexual innuendo.
It was a pun. That was a simple pun.
I'm going to ask you, how many times in middle school did that same sort of analogy pop up? Someone making fun of your last name.
Every other week.
Yeah. Yeah, my last name is Zeman.
That's low.
Zeman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that takes you about T-minus 2 seconds to get to the next step. It's a rough life we have out there.
Do you know his brother was on Pardon My Take? Pardon My Take?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Yeah, we don't know that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all right. They didn't give us enough credit.
We extended our hand.
An olive branch. We've been in the game as long as they have, 18 months.
Yeah.
He did say he was more comfortable on this show than he was on Pardon My Take.
All officially from the brother. We actually plugged that when he was on the show, but now it's coming from the brother's mouth.
Yeah, see,
that's way better.
See?
Than just us making up news.
When did we ever make up anything?
I make some stuff up every once in a while.
Oh, really?
You're here a lot.
All right, so should we, we were talking a little bit off air on, the level of PC that's going around, and you can't make fun of anybody anymore.
No, look at Gurriel in the World Series.
That's exactly what I'm. Where does the buck stop?
I think he had dry eyes. Honestly.
So people don't know, this Houston guy got suspended for the first 5 games of next year, which is great. Why ruin a World Series over a joke that people misunderstand?
Yeah, but you know, they suspended Draymond Green in the middle of the Cavs Warriors. I mean, finals. I mean,
that's because he kicked somebody in the balls or something.
Well, he hurt Yu Darvish's feelings. It's kind of the same thing, is it not?
Rewind.
I don't really care either way, but I think if you're going to suspend somebody, it's kind of lame to be like it's going to start next year.
Okay, well, this poses the question: can minorities safely make fun of other minorities? I thought that was like a safe zone. We can still have fun with minorities poking fun of other. I just thought the majority, us white people, can't make fun of anybody anymore, which I was
well, that's,
fine.
That's the majority.
Let's take a time out here and just let the white man not get away with like stupid jokes and his dumb sense of humor.
But it's on Fox and Joe Buck's hypersensitive, like when Randy Moss did the fake mooning celebration.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I actually heard a Howard Stern interview with Joe Buck, and Joe Buck regrets saying that. He said it openly. He was like, dude, the guy looked like he was having fun, and I said what I thought the news of the network would want me to say.
Yeah, he mellowed out a bit. Stelling's going to say something.
Stelling, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were. Good chime in. On Gurriel.
Yeah, I was. Gate. I forgot.
Gurriel Gate.
It passed.
It went there.
So did the moment. Yep. It's over.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we should jump right into college football, or did you have something else you wanted to?
No, I was gonna say Snelling did say off the air that Deshaun Watson tore his ACL today, so Stroh's fans went from a big high to a super low pretty quickly. That's tough. It's tough.
Talk to us about Deshaun Watson, Snelling. Your
insider
feelings.
Info.
Your feelings. God. How much money did you lose with this non-contact play in practice?
Is this fantasy Venmo money?
Yeah.
Oh man.
But it was it was a grand pass.
Well, okay.
Oh,
now,
what?
Now you're speaking in language I can understand.
Yeah.
Whoa, bro.
Whoa, bro.
Massey skis.
I've already had a pal day today.
Money doesn't matter.
I thought that for quite some time.
Who did you wager this with?
Not true. Money does matter.
Some buds.
Some buds?
Yeah.
I like it. So the league is based off getting a grand pass.
No, but the amount of cash on it.
All right, explain to us what's going on here. Give us the effect that
I'm always interested
Deshaun
to hear,
Watson domino fall. I love people's fall from grace. Reminds me of myself.
Yeah. We don't need to hear the whole fantasy roster, but I'm always interested to hear in different wagers besides just exchanging cash on Venmo or PayPal.
Well, that's basically what it was. Mm-hmm. But they also have leagues where whoever scores the most points. You know, you've been a part of one of those leagues where your team is good, but every time you play another team, they have their best week against you, and you're like, this is crap. My team is the best, and I'm below 500.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you get $300 if your team scores the most points.
Yeah.
Regardless of what else happens. Well, Watson to Fuller combo was pretty good.
Yeah.
God, Fuller's a touchdown machine.
It's gone.
You gone had both. So quickly.
It looks like it sounds like you had both.
I did.
Oh man. So are you number one in the league as well?
Yeah.
So you're number one in the league and you're scoring the most points.
So yeah, in this case, I'm not.
You're just dominant.
I'm just
There's no, and now you're on the ropes. You're just gonna have to update us with the underdog story. Whoever came back from whoever benefits the most from this.
Pick up McCown. You know who's not number one in the league? Alabama.
Yeah, they dropped.
That's right.
Boom, roasted.
Give me for the next 8 days. Can you please just call me number one?
That's going to be a tough pill to swallow.
It's only going to last probably 8 days,
eight
Richard.
Days?
Am I right?
Eight days. Okay, let's.
He's got to say it to his brother-in-law too, though.
All right. Let's back up here. Let's have this discussion. So,
but for tonight, number one,
Georgia is number one.
Yeah.
Georgia is number one. You'd rather be called number one.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kirby smart?
Dude, you have dad jokes. You don't. Are you already?
I'm doing dad jokes.
You need to tell me something.
I'm trying to change. Last week was a little too debaucherous, and you didn't like the show. You turned it off a little early, just like I said.
Dude, you're gonna hold
season
this in my
one.
Hand the whole
season one of The Wire, hard to follow. But then you get into it, it's a pretty damn good show.
Well,
so.
I'm reconvinced. You don't have to sell me again.
Right.
Quit selling me on our own show.
All
I
right.
like our show.
Keep going. Sorry.
So Georgia's number one. Alabama's number two. I give Georgia all the credit. They beat the number three Notre Dame team. Alabama's won against FSU when FSU was still playing football. Now they're not playing football anymore. I'd like to think that Clemson and Alabama are getting a little bit championship credit. Georgia and Notre Dame earned their way in, and then you kind of have the usual suspects 6 through 8.
Yeah, it's Georgia has
muddled up there.
Yeah, Georgia has the best win, the top four, and Notre Dame has the best loss, the top four. So it makes sense right now. And the whole Kelly Bryant injury during the Syracuse game, that's the reason why they got to, I feel like, hang in there at number four.
Which I like because they, and
it's fair.
I'll chime in on this.
There's a personable way that the committee picks. They don't just be like wins and losses. Like OU has the best win that's outside of the top four at Ohio State. Clemson doesn't have a win quite like that. They have more of a quantity of decent wins because Louisville kind of sucks and et cetera. But they were like, oh, we're going to take that away from Clemson because at Syracuse, Bryant wasn't like clearly not healthy and didn't play the second half.
We're on the same page.
All right. Yeah.
Because it was called, there's like, it's called multivariable.
Bad radio.
there's multivariable. People are like, oh, it's this, or it's this. No, there's a lot of things going on. I like to get the panels, our college football panels discussion. I can lead with
you.
Oh,
I'm done. I'm leaving now. So.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to push this button?
Bye.
Give me y'all's thoughts on the initial college football playoff rankings. We'll start over here.
I thought Penn State got snuffed.
Think so?
I did. Their only loss to Ohio State.
Okay. All right. They had one loss by one point. And of course,
by one point.
Of course,
is it an NFL player's brother, Mass? You don't argue against him.
Oh, my bad.
That has nothing to do with my opinion. Nothing to do with my opinion. On the record, nothing to do with my opinion.
Penn State.
He's not entitled. That was good.
That is the first.
That was a test.
That was the first Penn State argument I've heard. So elaborate a little bit. They have the best. Do they have the best one loss? Notre Dame's got the best one loss.
The best loss.
Number one by one point.
Number one. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Number one. You're going number two. It's Wright's turn.
But Clemson's one loss. They're Syracuse. Obviously, Kelly Bryant's hurt. But Penn State's one loss. Ohio State by one point, who they were winning the entire game. I don't know. Saquon has been playing off the charts.
Do you think? Awesome. I love how Saquon's Heisman points or whatever the however they rank him just went down. I was like, how did it?
I think it's close. I think you're right. Penn State should be fifth instead of OU because OU has. I mean, Iowa State somehow decent this year. I don't know. You remember Seneca Wallace? Last time I remember talking about. Massey's looking at me like blank stare. He's in his 20s. Seneca Wallace. But, last time Iowa State was relevant, he was at quarterback, and OU losing to Iowa State is not as good of a loss as Penn State going to Columbus and losing by a point. Yeah.
It's kind of a jumbled mess right there because it's Oklahoma, Iowa State, Penn State, and they're all kind of incestual. They're all one mm-hmm. losses, all relate to each other.
Like the brew pub.
that's a good point.
Thanks, man.
Group of listeners.
Massey's warming up to me again.
We know what's going on over there. I'm fully aware. Fully aware.
Me too.
Stelling, your thoughts. As number one in the rankings, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Stelling, or excuse me, number one, what are your thoughts on number one? How do you feel about that?
Great.
When was the last time Georgia was ranked number one?
Oh man, I think going into it was week one of 2008.
Ooh,
and then Stafford, Moreno, AJ Green. That's some talent.
They don't ring a bell. None of those guys ring a bell.
Oh, after week one, they dropped out of to number two, mm-hmm. and then a couple weeks later. They wore those black jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Saban came in and
Who was our quarterback that year?
Stafford.
Oh yeah, no, Greg McElroy, who's now on the sideline. So better quarterback, better college football quarterback, Matthew Stafford, Greg McElroy.
Stafford.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, we're getting an argument here on that.
Yeah, that's good radio.
I saw him on the. What's Stafford doing in the NFL? Or he's playing in the NFL. I saw McElroy on a
highest paid player in the NFL.
Broadcast. Yeah, right, yeah, highest paid.
Well, we're just taking a chunk of time out. So Georgia, did they?
How many national championships?
Oh, that's right.
That doesn't matter.
All right, we're not talking 10 years ago football. Let's talk about Georgia. The SEC East, they had their way paved to Atlanta. Can they get out of Atlanta and get in the college football playoff? Is it possible that Bama and Georgia can both get out of Atlanta?
It is a new stadium. It's not the old Georgia Dome, so. No,
that's right.
The nightmares
are
gone.
It's a clean slate.
Yesteryear.
Clean slate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh yeah,
Chick-fil-A will be open on Saturday. That's great.
Yeah. That's a big win.
Who else is? I mean, not that it matters. Who else is on Georgia's schedule until then?
Big game against Auburn.
Oh, okay.
At Auburn next weekend.
Ooh, Auburn is hosting Alabama and Georgia still.
And then
interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think they go 0-2? Do you think they go? I don't think they go 0-2 in those two teams in those two games.
You think they will?
I don't think they will.
Oh, you don't think they will?
I think they'll get themselves up for at least one. It's a good thing we have an Auburn fan coming up next.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are
fight words.
What's the freshman going to do in Auburn, possibly at night?
I guess what he's been doing all year. I don't know.
This is spoken like a true Georgia fan.
You know,
where you've come in favored into a hostile environment, especially Auburn, where we're not favored. So many heartbreaks. You're not favored.
Auburn's favored.
By how much?
3 points. As of now. As of last week, actually. I don't know.
All right, let's speak to that, because Auburn is way down at number 14. They're a two-loss team. They lost to Clemson. They're pretty good. Lost to LSU, which they're not so good. their resume to speak to it, but they're a good football team.
But Ohio State in 2013, they were at 16 at this point.
Yeah.
So
who's going to be the party crasher? I think Auburn has the best chance.
Ohio State only had one loss.
That's true. Auburn does have two losses. But Clemson and
– But Auburn, if they
LSU
beat Georgia, Alabama, and then Georgia again, that's in their last five games.
It's tough. Because no one will have – at that point, I don't think anyone will have more quality wins in the country than Auburn.
All right, Richard, speak
especially
to
the end of the year. You know what I mean? It's better to be hot at the end than at the beginning.
I agree.
That's saying a lot. But, yeah, you would be the hottest team at the end of the year if Auburn could do that. But that's possibly beating the number one team twice and a number, four team in a four-week span.
And speak to the injuries a little bit, because Auburn's a little dinged up.
They've been dinged up. It looked like it was getting better. And then now the combo starting running back is out for the rest of the regular season. So,
Cadillac Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still
back. Dude, he's reinstated him.
Fun fact, Richard, 2 weeks ago, Massey said Gene Chizik was still the head coach down there at Auburn.
Yeah, just went Gene Chizik. Went all in. He's an analyst.
Old Gene. He did win a national championship.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, Cam.
Yeah, Cam did.
There was like, hey, just Cam, just drop back.
Wasn't Gene Chizik Iowa State before?
Yeah.
Full circle.
That's how we operate.
Sports? But he was at Auburn before Iowa State, right? Defensive coordinator.
Yep.
Then Iowa State, then back to Auburn.
When they were undefeated.
Yeah, back and forth.
Circle
just
life.
Like the show.
Yeah, like you said, circle.
Full circle.
Life. Full circle.
I think we're going to have to cut it off there, but when we come back, we may have a little more college football to discuss. Definitely need to discuss the World Series. That's a thing. That's a tournament.
Oh, we do a teaser. Cheesy teaser.
Yeah. Are you ready? I'm ready.
Coming up next, why Andrew Luck is like Tiger Woods. Bum, bum, bum.
Insert the music. We'll edit that. What? Insert music in. Tiger Woods, Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
Are they back? 89.1 KHOL. Nobody speak, nobody can show. Nobody speak, nobody can show. Sports fans, it's Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and that can only mean one thing. Graham Traynor and Massey Zeman, as well as two other college football panel analysts. Caressing your eardrums for another 30 minutes or so. We have plenty of content left. We talked a lot about college football playoff, and I'm not even getting warmed up.
I wanted to know about Troy. Did we lose Troy as a guest forever because he's married now?
No.
Good.
No, he's going to be out here in a month, and I'm gonna try to sneak him in if we have a Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, Thanksgiving special?
Yeah, Thanksgiving special. Sneak him in one more time.
Okay.
Troy, my twin brother, got married, and more specifically, Scottsville, Virginia. Just a little farm outside of Scottsville. It was awesome.
I bet it was.
Had a dance floor. The band was hot.
You know, there was
I'm talking like that lead
smoking
singer.
Smoking hot.
I mean, that lead singer, he was.
Like Kygo and Drake together.
He?
Yes.
He was
hot? Yeah.
He was a performing artist?
Yeah, performing artist.
Hmm.
That was the world on the street.
Interesting.
You thought he was hot?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah. You didn't see this guy.
It's 2016.
Yeah. Whatever, 17. It's almost 2018. Whatever.
Massey's the woker of us too.
Yeah.
So
I'm just trying to demonstrate.
Although I did comment on Wright's nipples showing in his chest because he's an athlete, just like his brother.
You did mention how
I went right for that.
Yeah.
Professional athlete in the blood.
I'm.
That's right. Well, at least in the genetics.
We're talking about droughts. Right.
Genetics,
I'm in a drought.
Genetics is not in the genetics. He's 6'4", 250. I'm 5'9", maybe 160.
That's close.
Yeah.
That's 100. That's 100.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's a foot and 100.
Doesn't translate. It actually doesn't translate to the NFL. Surprisingly.
What, 5'5"?
Right.
5'9", 160 does not translate as people say.
There's a position for you out there. I know there is with a brother like that.
I appreciate that.
What do you think your size would be if you did the steroids that NFL players do?
Yeah. Let's call it that.
Deer antler spray.
Yeah.
You take the antler spray and...
Yeah, how big would your antlers be if you took this antler spray? Metaphorically speaking, of course.
Hey, right. The star of the...
hypothetically.
Star second baseman of the Houston Astros. He's like 5'2". Yeah, a little Altuve running around.
There you go.
He's just a little guy.
Yeah, speaking of Houston Astros, we didn't quite dive into that drama that should have been. There was a bit of a minority...
Minority report?
Yes, minority or minority crime. Not crime. Let's not call it a crime. There was some racial
social
tension.
Social crime. 2017 speaking, social crime.
Snowflake millennial social crime. Yes. There it is. And
Twitter banter.
And I'll give it right. You were telling me that it was handled in quite the correct way, player between player. There it is.
Yu Darvish, the guy that was the victim in the incident was in this day and age extremely mature and just said, you know, he's got a family, I've got a family, not a big deal. Let's not make this a bigger deal than it is. And I think that's what created the wash relatively. I guess if you're in the baseball realm watching the World Series, you knew what was going on. But other than that, the social media aspect of it did not take fire like a 2017 controversy does.
Yeah. Where's the outrage, people?
Where's the outrage?
Well, Yu Darvish, he's got tough skin. He's been playing for the Rangers for 4 or 5 years. So he's been in Texas.
Oh, so he's been
dealing with
out.
A lot of racial, what would you call them?
That's
moments?
True.
Moments?
I'm sure he's gotten worse than that living in Texas for however many years.
I hate that state.
Yeah.
God. Have you ever driven through Texas? Nothing that wants to make you stab yourself in the eye faster than Texas.
Suicide.
Whoa,
seriously.
Whoa. Oh,
massive.
I just wanted to get out. I didn't.
You didn't feel about. You didn't almost stab yourself.
I think I just took a nap and
I think
wake me up when we get out of the state, kind of thing.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
But that's just me.
But so there was some justice though. So the LA fans got some justice. And Stelling, you were telling me about how Darvish was revenged.
Yeah, I wish I had seen this. I read about it the next day, but when the Houston batter that was the perpetrator.
Mm-hmm. Let's call him a perp.
Gurriel. His name is Gurriel.
Gurriel the perp.
The perp.
Bats perp. the next game. It's in L.A., and so the whole stadium is booing him as loud as it can. And a lot of times this happens, and the pitcher just gets on the mound, throws the next pitch, and as soon as that first pitch is thrown, then everyone sits back down, and it's like it never happened.
Or he throws a pitch at their head, yeah.
Or he
goes trainer style and throws a pitch at.
Or he goes for the jugular with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. You know,
trainer. I throw 96, thank you.
Well,
trainer, what?
Deer antler spray.
We know that in every situation you throw at the guy. In what situation, Game 7, World Series, when do you not throw at him?
Bottom of the ninth, two outs. We got a one-run lead, bases loaded, three balls. I'm still throwing at him.
So deep.
Three balls.
Walk off. Hit batsman.
Yeah.
He misses all three pitches.
Social justice. No one will revenge.
Well, you can't.
Outrage
nobody's gonna ever.
Trainer.
Nobody's gonna ever. It's like tin cup at the end. Like nobody's ever gonna shoot 12 or whatever on that hole. Nobody's ever gonna kill another batter to end the World Series.
It's kind of like Zidane, where everyone forgave Zidane. So in this day and age, everyone would have forgiven you.
Correct. Yeah. I think so, but that's just my opinion, man. But yeah, Stelling was trying to say Rich Hill. Circled the mound like a shark.
Okay,
so, instead of stepping on the mound and throwing a pitch and kind of just getting on with the game, he steps off the mound and kind of walks around the mound and takes off his hat and kind of does a few laps around the hill, yeah. Rosin bag, you know, to give LA more time to boo this guy's face off.
It's not enough man drama for me. It's what Massey wants, though.
Justice.
And then he acknowledged the fact after the game. He said, yeah, that was what I was doing. I was letting them boo more.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm not gonna hit the guy. It's the World Series, but I'm gonna let them have their fun.
You're telling me that logic comes in when the game's on the line in baseball. How does this dilute the game that every time someone gets offended in baseball that you can just throw at him and so it doesn't matter? They're like, it's a regular Sims game. I'm just going to throw at him. Let's have a fight and let's see what happens.
Because it's like the most antiquitate. Oh, my God.
I can't say that
word. I don't even know what you're saying.
Harbaugh.
Jim.
Arbemarle County. Jim Harbaugh. Antiquated? Antiquated. It's most antiquated in terms of morals of any sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like just like old school. Like everybody wants to be old school. Like, you know, it's millennial versus old man in terms of changing the rules, like pitcher clock, instant replay, slowing things down. Old men just like old fights, like brawling. Boxing's a dead sport because old men love it, and that's why baseball had a little boxing in it when throwing people's heads and
I follow.
Murder. concussions.
Just
sorry,
casual.
Concussions.
Can you? All right. We can
murder by CTE.
Correct.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Junior Seau.
Ooh.
Oh.
Joe Flacco.
What?
Oh.
2017.
Yeah,
stay woke. Let's go back to college football. We had a little unfinished business there, and because Graham and I have to do our drafts, we have to keep y'all up to date. Our drafts, we have a 4-team pool. Each of us do, and each week we're allowed to interchange our parts.
And I last year I was
perfect. It is 2017. That is a good point. Interchanging parts. It means a lot of different things.
Yeah.
In this case, it's just teams, and we try to pick the 4 teams that are going to give us the best shot to win the college football national championship.
And last year I was perfect and didn't ever change parts. Time. I never touched any other parts.
You say this.
Yeah.
Whose parts?
You kept your own parts.
My parts. I kept my parts to myself.
Yeah, you kept your parts.
Hands on my parts.
Is there ever an instance where you would give away your parts? Would you be like, hey, Massey, here's a part?
Depends on what you give me for it.
There you go. Yeah. All right. We're there.
I see you in your Movember look. It looks pretty cute.
Listeners are there now. Yeah. They're there. They weren't there before, but listeners are definitely there. Just to remind everyone, I have my 4 parts are Alabama, UGA, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. And I have first pick.
Oh, big deal.
Just saying. Trainer has Clemson, Oklahoma, Penn State, TCU, which looks like you need to scrub the board.
Go Frogs, right?
Go Frogs.
And Morgan Cox's dad, too. So
wait, how are you related out of respect. To TCU?
My dad went to TCU.
That's out of respect. Oh, okay.
You were in the bathroom when we were discussing.
I picked TCU for 2 of our guests.
Not a bad pick.
Yeah.
It's really still okay. Speaking
of they had their moments like the first 7 games and then just kind of
God, they looked good
decline.
Iowa State, I don't get it.
There's something in the water. Usual, Iowa State.
Yeah. No. Drugs.
You think?
CTE. I mean not CTE. Creatine, excuse me.
creatine is an established. That you're fine.
Adderall.
That actually is in the water. Creatine.
Adderall.
There's a lot of water. There's a lot of creatine. Water.
It's been Iowa State Fair corn dogs. They're just getting all beefed up, kicking ass.
All right. So should we do this?
Yeah.
Mine's easy. I'm gonna drop Wisconsin because I think even if Wisconsin wins out. They might if they went out.
Massey dropping an undefeated team.
I know if they went out.
They sports first.
The Big Ten may be out. Mm-hmm. If Wisconsin wins every single game, then the Big Ten may not be represented in the college football.
Wisconsin sucks.
Midwest can be so sad.
Ohio State would somehow do it though. Yeah. Ohio State would be like, oh hey, well, we're Ohio State. Anyway, I'll drop them. Pick up Notre Dame.
Oh, you're sticking with the Midwest still? You're so lame.
Whatever. That's
good
one.
Job.
I have 1, 2, 4, and then the miraculous.
Who's
Ohio
Notre Dame
State.
Lost to? Stelling.
The number 1 Georgia Bulldogs.
Nice. Who's Alabama beat?
Alabama continues to fall without Kirby Smart heading.
You know what? The thing about it is Alabama should be right next to Miami and Wisconsin right now, but there's a little bias there.
Yeah, it's called
losing a national title game?
It's called legacy.
Losing a national title?
It's called legacy.
They've won so big every time.
Not without Kirby Smart, though.
Not without Kirby Smart.
Jerry Jones is nothing without Jimmy Johnson, and Nick Saban is nothing without Kirby Smart.
Nick Saban has never won a championship without Kirby Smart.
He needed to get that on air.
Oh, my God.
He needed to get that on air.
And now that's why he came on as a
God,
guest.
That's even worse than Jerry Jones, because at least we won one with Switzer. Like, Jimmy Johnson left, but Switzer still got us another Super Bowl. Cowboys.
This is an inaccurate conversation.
No, that is actually
It might be accurate, but we almost won it. We won a national championship with Lane Kiffin. What does that say about Kirby Smart?
He was on staff.
Well, I'm saying, like, whatever. I'm just... I've lost where I was. I don't need any more yard here. I was going towards Wright. Wright was justifying Alabama's now. Number 2 slot.
I do think that they have crushed every team they've played.
Everyone,
as opposed to the other teams that you're saying they're next to. I can't believe I'm justifying Alabama not being number 1.
I was being somewhat.
Unfortunately,
you're just being a nice guy.
Unfortunately, I do think they have destroyed every team that they've played, except for Tennessee. I will get this on air. Mm-hmm. I am a Tennessee grad.
Yeah,
a quarter of that quarter, they did not destroy Tennessee.
Yeah, let Messi have it. A quarter.
Yeah,
that's basically a loss.
It was 1 quarter, and then a quarter of the way through the second quarter, it was only 7-0.
Oh, so it wasn't just halftime.
Nope. We had two penalties that just destroyed us. So, yeah, and then they beat us 47-3.
Yeah, I was thinking there's about 44 more points that you're not accounting
in the
for.
Second half.
That's why they play four quarters, right?
But hey, I guess they Georgia shut us out. Alabama did not. So Stay woke on that.
There you go. There it is. That's Kirby Smart.
Keep your eyes peeled, like Gurriel.
All right. So you have a lot of water. You have a lot of washing to do of your top four.
I don't think I do, though, because now I'm looking at it, and I might as well keep TCU and Penn State because they're the next up that we have not been picked.
Okay.
Save my pick for next week.
Well, I would. You still have first pick next week, though. So you can change mountain.
No. If I pick now, I will not have first pick next week. You will have it again. It rotates.
I forget it's the rules be your of this bowl. Game. I forget the rules of this game every time.
If I skip next week, I have to pick again. Or I get first pick, excuse me. And I think I'll just stay put and see. I'll let some happen this weekend before I make a move.
Because I don't think Penn State can win out. I don't think they're – I mean, I think they can. I don't think they can play their way back in.
Stop trying to talk me into picking, because the reason I don't have Notre Dame right now is because you talked me into picking last week, 2 weeks ago. So shut it.
All right.
Shut it down.
Can I
– Yes, Stelling. I need some facts from you.
He's got something on his phone.
Anything with Kirby Smart,
well,
I'm going to
flip
the table.
I mean –
Good coach.
Hey, if I need to be a broken record, I will.
Yeah, I'll listen.
Yeah.
Is everyone overlooking my Mark Richt and his Miami Hurricanes?
Because they haven't beat anybody.
But right.
They
are, but
I do like this. Okay.
They get Virginia Tech.
I can't have top 15 teams, though.
At home this weekend. And then Notre Dame in Miami the next weekend. If they win both those games, they are in the top four without a doubt.
Yeah, so that's – I was
– Miami?
Yeah.
Miami is – I think they're only 7-0 because they got a – they had like their random game.
Now,
they had a couple of hurricanes not to be
– Yeah.
It's not one of Graham's pun. Actually, literal hurricanes canceled some of their games. But Miami, 7-0. Wisconsin, 8-0. They technically – I kind of like how the college football playoff did this. They're like, yeah, y'all are good, but y'all haven't played any
– Seem like a nice guy. Seem like a nice guy.
I don't disagree with those teams being ranked down, especially Miami.
I think Miami's going to lose this weekend.
But
I think they're going to – doors blown
what they have left on the schedule, I mean, they're in.
This is great.
I love that Stelling claiming Miami because Mark Richt is the coach.
Dude, have you looked how much weight Mark Richt is growing? He's got a bunch of weight on and a goatee. He looks like a guy retired at the beach.
The guy has had a double hip replacement surgery.
He's retired at the beach.
I've talked myself into it.
Yes.
You guys are talking. All right. And I'm going to take – I'm going to drop Penn State. I'm going to add Oklahoma State.
Ooh. All right.
To you.
There you go. It's to me. I'm staying.
I'm going to drop TCU and add – Virginia Tech.
Oh,
ooh.
Idiot!
Making some moves.
What an clutch. Idiot!
Oh,
actually, I like win at Miami. Huh?
I do like
now.
That
I have
Virginia
two
Tech pick.
Big 12 teams and two ACC teams.
There it is.
Yeah.
When we come back, sports fans, we're going to round out this entire experience with a little more banter, and we're going to get to the Andrew Luck and Tiger Woods analysis.
Absolutely.
Don't teaser. Do we have another teaser for that?
Oh, another teaser for coming up.
Yeah, just keep it really cheesy, like we're about to drop into like some Dove soap commercials or something.
Hmm. Dove soap commercials?
89.1 KHOL.
You threw me for a loop. Get it to go away.
Live to shoot another day.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and it's segment three, and that can only mean one thing. You're close to your weekend.
And Massey's close to editing and then commuting.
The commute is hard these days. Rafter J, just on the other side of town.
Vane's sticking out of his neck now that I brought that up. I have some good news for you.
Let me introduce the room.
Oh, my bad.
Basically, I'm Massey Zeman. This is how we get famous.
Third segment.
I'm Massey Zeman. To my left is Graham Traynor. In front of me is Daniel Stelling. And right, sorry. Number one this
Thank
week.
Thank you.
You said you had 8 days at number one. You already predicted.
I thought you forgot Wright's name for some
reason. No. I was like, I knew what he was doing.
I can handle this.
That was just a bad radio segment.
That was a bad radio segment. Stelling was showing me one finger, and I was like,
I got 8 days. Just give it to me.
All right.
I loved it earlier when you kicked Richard out, by the way.
Yeah.
You said, Auburn, Georgia, get the hell out of here, Auburn.
Yeah, you're right.
Pretty good.
Richard tough went guy. To do laundry.
A little tough guy.
Yeah. Richard, don't you have better stuff to do?
Yeah,
laundry. Come on.
Laundry.
No one gives you about Auburn. Go on.
Yeah.
A lot of laundry on the field of those Auburn games. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yeah. Flag. Personal flag. flag joke. Yeah.
Personal flag.
Personal foul flag.
Personal foul.
Flag.
What? Why is Georgia number one for 8 days? Why did you give yourself an 8-day life?
Because today's Friday, and he gets...
Yeah.
So 8 days
from now, there may be a chance that...
Who do they play in 8 days?
Auburn.
At Auburn.
So why, if they win, they're still number one.
Hell yeah. If they win, they're like...
I mean, oh, so you're only confident for 8 more days.
That's a classic Georgia fan.
Man, you've really embraced it. You've really embraced being a Georgia fan. Fragile. Thin ice over there.
You know what? If there's somebody else that doesn't have a lot of luck at Jordan Hare, it's also the one and only Nick Saban.
Relating this to Stelling in Georgia, but I did hear a good stat. 5 out of the 12 teams to start the college football playoff process, the new playoff, that when it comes out between week 8 and week 9. Is that correct? Week 9, week 10? Have made the actual
5 out of 12?
Tournament? Yeah, 5 out of 12.
Oh, that's just under 50%. I'll take those.
A little under 50%.
How many times have they put that out? 2 years?
1 year? Oh, how many playoffs?
Yeah.
There's been three.
Three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been
3 times 4, and then 5 of those.
Math.
5 math. Got it. Hashtag math. Carry and the then one. Science. And
12.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I like it.
Yeah.
12.
I will take that.
I know.
You're telling me that my team has a 40-something percent chance?
Yeah. I think Bama's going to drop out because they're going to have one loss against Georgia and have no good wins. So
yeah, they won't. Ooh, they won't at that point.
Yeah.
Sad news. It's all right. Y'all can bash out. It's lonely on top. What people don't realize Alabama on top.
You're not on top anymore. You're not on top. Alabama continues to fall in the post-Kirby era.
Yeah. And as UVA continues to fall, Massey becomes bigger and bigger Alabama fan.
Well, UVA is on the rise this year. Dude, I swear.
Alabama's really falling.
Yeah. It's a sad day in Tuscaloosa. They're number 2.
They lose that Auburn. They are Smuggler. Number 3 in the SEC.
SEC West, yeah.
SEC.
All right. Let's talk NFL. There's so much speculation going on in college football right now. It's so fun.
All right, I have good news for you.
Oh, yes, of course.
If you can, I got a pop quiz hot shot. Here's the movie Speed.
Ooh,
yes. Dennis Hopper says to Keanu Reeves the whole time.
What do you do?
Messi hates movies.
What do you do?
I hate fun, really.
Anything that's
fun.
Yeah, I hate fun. You hate action-packed movies, Sandra Bullock. When she was young.
No, that's not true.
Speaking of
Sandra
Jackson.
Bullock.
Right. Free 12-pack.
Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality 1 and 2. I
maybe listener
movies.
Of the show.
Nice.
Thank you, Miss Congeniality.
I hope so. I mean, she was in The Blind Side. She's a sports fan.
She's so great.
Oscar winner. Free 6-pack of Rainier Tallboys next week. If you can get this.
Is this one of
question.
These obscure...
yeah, it's kind of fun, though.
You just want to see
me get stumped. I'm not saying you have to give me $100 if you don't get it right. I'm just giving you a chance to win something.
I want a chance of this, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I get at least one.
Collectively, the whole room versus me.
You're toast.
I'll buy Massey his 6-pack, and you better give one each to
y'all. What about Colt 45 pile drivers?
Yeah, that's a good point.
The last, absolutely. Sure.
All right.
I don't know. How much are they?
Choice of drink.
Yeah. We'll negotiate after we win. What's the question?
The 5 NFL teams with the longest playoff drought.
I saw this earlier.
Browns. Damn it. Stelling saw it earlier. That's one of them.
Bingo. Nope.
Nope.
AJ McCarron almost won a playoff game.
AJ McCarron.
AJ Green.
No, I took that back. I took that back. That's not a guess.
No,
AJ
McCarron.
AJ
McCarron's in the news. But yeah, continue.
Do I get unlimited guesses?
Yeah, as long as the segment runs.
Okay.
Well, no, you can't just name 32 teams. You gotta come up with the final five.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Browns are one.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville's the other.
There you go.
The Texans were just in there. What's some other bad teams?
Bad radio?
This is really bad radio.
No, it's not my fault. You should have
the 49ers?
Nope.
No.
Colin Kaepernick, bro.
Oh, duh.
They played the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
Colin Kaepernick?
My bad, guys. My bad.
I don't think you're allowed to actually. That's getting political.
All right, it's 2.
Don't.
One of them.
How many do I have left?
This is a sports podcast.
One of them was playing tonight.
Buffalo.
There you go. And two, the...
The Jets were just in the championship with... The AFC Championship. The Miami Dolphins.
Nope.
Damn it, I don't know.
Did they make it 2 years ago?
It's pretty close. Miami Dolphins.
Tampa.
Tampa Bay. The last one
Tampa
is...
Tampa just won a... John Gruden.
Yeah, it was like 2002.
I don't know. Bad radio. Go for it.
John Gruden? What did y'all say?
Jeff Fisher.
He was good
Titans.
15 years ago.
Titans, wow.
Titans.
No, the Rams.
Oh.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Titans?
He's since been... This is
your
like,
first place... Todd Gurley, Rams.
Massey. You almost had a Rainier 6-pack.
Sad day.
Titans.
Sad day.
When was the last time the Titans?
Steve McNair would. How would the roll around his grave?
How would how the Titans have been to the playoff?
Yeah,
more than the Tampa Bay Bucks over the last how many ever years?
They've been since. Yeah, McNair had a good career, man.
Is that the same career as like Warren Sapp and
yeah.
And like
Doug Flutie.
That was earlier on. You remember John Gruden got fired from Tampa Bay, by the way, after winning the Super Bowl. So that's why he got fired, because he couldn't take him back to the playoffs.
Second time John Gruden's got brought up.
Okay. Let's go ahead and mention John Gruden for the Tennessee fan over. State your purpose. State your name. State your purpose.
Tennessee grad, John Gruden, if you're listening, please.
Come recruit 18-year-olds on Twitter instead of doing what you're doing in the booth.
Bryant was
twice the amount.
Two knees with his hands clasped.
Maybe.
Please.
Begging John Gruden.
Who knows if he'll even be good, but it'll be better than what we have.
Or Mike Leach.
A gem in the SEC.
I vote Leach.
I will cheer for Leach.
Yeah.
Even though he'll be playing my number one George Bulldog, I will cheer for Leach.
Everyone would want him.
And Sandusky to
they
Florida.
They are saying Dan Mullen, though.
Because he gets death threats, too. Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks,
all right, let's talk NFL. We've done enough college football. Let's talk NFL.
Speaking of A.J. McCarron, the Cleveland Browns screwed something else up.
I saw this as blaming the Cleveland Browns, but is it just easy enough to blame the Browns?
No. You guys saw this, right?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Garoppolo?
No, Garoppolo. Well, I think San Francisco got.
Okay, well, I do know about them wanting to get McCarron and then.
What?
Letting, I mean,
for
just
a second and third.
Not signing the. Which is a ridiculous offer.
What's hysterical is this is over A.J. McCarron.
Yeah. Second and third rounder.
Third round?
Like. AJ McCarron is just another name happen. On that list.
He's a three-time.
And then McCarron has to walk around the Eagles locker room like, "Oh, you guys really want me here, huh? You guys wanted to send me to hell, basically."
Well, here's the thing.
Quarterback.
Here's the thing. Yeah. There's always an open market for quarterbacks.
How's the next day in the office?
If both paid the same, would you rather go to hell or Cleveland Browns quarterback?
That's a tough question because it's really hot in hell. It's really hot in Mobile.
Yeah,
it's really hot in hell. Let me back that up. AJ McCarron, half of you is like, "Hey, I'd like to get some playing time." And someone's like, "Hey, we got a great job for you. You're going to be a starting quarterback." He's like, "Yeah, all right." It's like, it's with the Browns. I wonder if you're like,
Alabama could have beaten them.
I wonder if you like AJ McCarron.
Can
snuck
I be
in
the offensive coordinator at Alabama instead?
Seriously.
What if like an Animal House? He like goes through the like trash to get the contract, and with a flashlight in his mouth, and he like steals the wrong. He like steals out a page of the contract. They're like, "Oh wait, this morning the contract was whole, but now there's three pages missing. Like, how did that happen?" And it's just AJ McCarron sabotaging his own trade.
Yeah, well, there's just so much good damage control going on. Marv Lewis is like, "Oh, I'm so glad the trade didn't happen. Like, we didn't want to lose AJ." And the Browns are like, "Oh, I'm so glad the trade didn't happen because we didn't want to lose those second and third round picks for AJ McCarron." I was like, "All right, guys.
You're going to trade
the
for them.
Screwed
in the offseason, you're going to trade for AJ McCarron."
Yeah. But yeah, the I think the Niners, comparatively, like Garoppolo is basically worth a top five pick in the draft back in May or April. And now he goes for a second rounder. Like, that's a steal for a quarterback these days.
Well, yeah. What good does it do you to get AJ McCarron when you're 0-7 and you give away your second and third round pick?
Just like, to get him injured.
What do you think is going to happen with the future of your team?
Yeah.
AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron would have Andrew Luck's shoulder by the end of the year.
Yep.
And you're without your second and third round pick next year in the draft. So your team's not going to get any better through the draft.
It's just like this baseball analytic guy who's cocky, who is in the Browns front office, who can't do anything right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Garoppolo a second, because what is Kirk Cousins going to do now?
Kirk, I don't know. I've heard Jaguars. I kind of like that new hot take.
The Jaguars are doing kind of fine.
Bortles hasn't done bad this season.
Yeah, what do you
know? No, he's awful.
I guess Bortles?
He's been better lately.
He's got a defense and he's got Fournette.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's true.
He's getting that Heisman Trophy receiver from Oklahoma who's been hurt all year. All right, that's come back next
Kirk
year.
Cousins to the Cardinals, then. How about that's number two for me? Jets. McCown.
Jets.
McCown's playing well, though. They do.
Bengals?
The Jets go through an Irish quarterback recycling bin, Fitzpatrick, McCown, and they just come up with this magic and they just play well for 1 year, and you're like, "Oh, 8-8. Hell yeah.
Oh, look at here. Not so bad.
Look at me.
We're not so bad." Oh, man. What else is going on in the NFL?
A lot more trades this year, and a lot more injuries this year. It's been kind of weird.
Lots of trades.
Wait. Sexy trades. Kelvin Benjamin of the Bills.
Jay Ajayi
to the Eagles. Like,
that's what I was.
There was Peterson earlier in the year to the Cardinals. There was Watkins at the draft to the Rams from Buffalo.
No, that was right. That was like
right
preseason.
After. It was right after. Excuse me, our fantasy football drafts, the important draft.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That happened, but it's kind of funny they traded him away. And then later in the season, when the Bills are playing pretty well, they trade for a receiver.
Look, is Kelvin Benjamin even in shape? Like, how's his knee?
I don't know. He's slow as hell. He's like a tight end.
He's been playing all year.
Jason Witten.
He's not having a bad year. But what I don't get, they traded for him because, okay, you figure that they think that they have a chance to make the playoffs. And he didn't even play this week. Like,
I know
he doesn't know the offense, but you can at least be like,
decoy.
Just run. Fade every single play. You're 6'5". Yeah. Run a fade. Every now and then we might throw it to you.
They used to put Calvin Johnson out. The Tigers would put Calvin Johnson out there with a broken leg and be like, decoy.
Yeah. Speaking of which, have you guys heard Tigers?
Bears, oh my.
See, if the rule reversed, Trainer would have jumped my case. But, hey, Trainer.
Sorry, World Series just happened. World Series just happened.
The Tigers were not.
I'm sorry. World Series.
Have you guys
heard about that? That was the Astros, not the Tigers.
Verlander. Yeah. Where do you come from? Tigers.
Orange and blue.
Yeah. Wahoo wah.
Brain's all mixed up now. Where are we going? What are we talking about?
Commuting.
More NFL rumors. Oh, all right. The commute.
Raptor. It's not Raptor J. It's Raptor DUI, man.
Like Hoback. Oh, so you're basically down to Hoback right now?
I hope not. Either. No, I'm not.
Raptor DUI.
I'm going to be Safari Refresh in the old... MA report.
Oh, man. Be a sad day.
I'm asking his edit.
Well, the other thing is, I'll just tell him I'm a famous podcaster.
There you go.
They send their cars.
Oh, the Rosillo suite?
Do you know right Rosillo? Here,
That's right. Okay. We're going to have to wrap this up. Stelling, give me one good NFL rumor.
Megatron, Calvin Johnson.
Oh, that's garbage. I already hate this.
What?
Apparently, were
George. He's going
teams.
To Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. For basketball, though.
Oh.
No. Mm. No. Apparently, there are multiple teams, NFL teams, that have asked about bringing him out of retirement.
Have they asked each other, or do they ask Calvin Johnson?
Are the Browns doing this?
Well, I mean, I assume if one franchise is asking another franchise, I'm assuming they've reached out to his agent.
When
dude, this
when
is
he
like,
interested?
When dude, are you eligible? Is, when are you eligible?
He can come back whenever.
This is cooked.
But
up.
The line, dude, the
McCarron,
have...
McCarron to Calvin, Megatron. Oh, the Browns would have made the playoffs.
Dude, this is not.
And
this
they
is...
have Josh Gordon, who can come back in 3 weeks.
That's true. Nice. They say his agent. His agent said he's in the best shape of his life.
Manziel.
Last time the Browns won, did y'all see that stat? Johnny Manziel.
Oh yeah, quarterback.
Quarterback. December of
underrated.
December of 2015.
Stats are lies. All
do
these
they need?
Are lies.
Do they need Johnny
Hugh Jackson's
Manziel?
Just like 1-21.
Do they need Johnny Manziel? Bad.
Do they need Johnny Manziel to AJ McCarron to Calvin Johnson?
Yeah, quarterback to bartender.
Yeah,
sports fans. That's all we have. That's all we got. Unfortunately, I wish we had more, but we got to sign off here. It's been great. The pleasure has been all ours on this side of the panel. Right, Stelling. Thank you for coming in. Oh, number one. Man, this
Thank
is
you.
Bad.
Thank you.
This is real. I can't.
This makes finger wag.
His name's not Stelling.
His name's not Stelling. His name is number one. Yes. Oh, it's been great. Enjoy your weekend, sports fans. We're coming at you next week. This is Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL.